Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Dr. Judith Glaser is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Judith is CEO of Benchmark Communications, Inc., the chairman of the Creating We Institute. She is the author of so many important books, including The DNA of Leadership, including her new book, which is literally, you know, I called it groundbreaking earlier. This book is taking the world by storm, and I'm so happy to say that we launched it on this show and that we've been talking to you about it. I was talking to you about it with her before it was even a book, Conversational Intelligence, How Great Leaders Build Trust and Get Extraordinary Results. Judith Glaser, welcome back to the show.
I'm so thrilled to be here. And as you were saying that, I was remembering all the years that you allowed me to talk on the show and that you and I bantered about it and riffed about it before mm-hmm. it was ever booked, just what you said. And you had such belief because you believe in this thing called trust. And
yeah.
that's where we started it.
I'm so proud of you for making sure that trust is basically the foundation of your title, which is Conversational Intelligence. It's right on the cover, folks. Conversational Intelligence is something that you've trademarked.
Yep.
You've trademarked this.
Mm-hmm.
But when people think about conversation, they usually think about how can I tell you what I want you to know, and they don't necessarily think about trust, do they?
No, they don't. And what you just said is probably the heart of what the book is trying to do in the world, which is that we've thought that conversations are about information. I'm going to tell you information. You're going to ask me questions. And if we do enough of that, then we'll be in good shape. But what I learned by studying the brain and by studying where trust lives in the brain, Angelica DeMocha is a neuroscientist whose work I just fell in love with. She's the first person that said that trust lives in the lower brain or the animal brain, the primitive brain. Distrust does. And trust lives in the prefrontal cortex, the
right.
executive brain, or the front of the brain. And depending on which part of the brain gets triggered as I meet you,
right.
in 0.07 seconds, my brain will know whether I can trust you or not, even before I can put words to it.
Right.
And once that part of the brain is triggered, it influences the level, the quality of the conversations that we have. And that happens whether we want it to or not. That's how we're hardwired.
And in my work, Judith, I talk about how markets were born
mm-hmm.
by two guys, Og and Gog, walking up to each other. And for hundreds of thousands of years, they both had a weapon in their hand. And all of a sudden, and they had that reptilian brain response, right?
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, Gog doesn't have a weapon in his hand; he's got an open hand,
mm-hmm.
and he's without saying anything, he's basically saying, "Let's don't fight for what we want. Let's do business."
Right.
And as you
right.
said, Og saw the open hand, and in a split second, realized that this was different. And I think that's when trust was born. I think
yeah.
that's when the first contract was born. I think that's when markets were born. And I call that proto market.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? All that happened without saying a word.
And that's what's so brilliant about what you said, and that's what's so brilliant about what we're learning now about how the brain works and how that impacts the quality of our conversations. When somebody reaches out to another person with their hand and creates a handshake, you crossed over the barrier of what is me and what is you, and it creates a we. And the brain picks that up chemically. It says, oh, my goodness. See, it actually triggers what's called oxytocin, which is the bonding hormone.
Mm-hmm.
People, and so it's not just a handshake that you do as a superficial thing. It's a ritual that means something that actually activates the brain instantly to say, maybe this is a friend. And that's the only way commerce will take place, is if people trust each other.
The open hand is as old as markets, and to me was the gesture of trust, and as you're saying, and you know, you've created a matrix that I want you to talk a little bit about today,
mm-hmm.
Because you've identified three levels of conversation,
mm-hmm.
but you point out in the book that the third level is a level that most people, it's the floor of this building that you built that most people didn't even know the elevator went up to.
Right. It's a fascinating thing. Again, the old model is we just share information with each other. That's what makes a good conversation. And what I realized as I started to observe, and I've been watching people for 30 years and looking at the patterns of interaction. I'm an organizational anthropologist. We study patterns and we study evolution. And I started to say, oh, my goodness, there's some people that start out in conversations, and level one is where we have to start out there, which is where we exchange information. So I know what's in your head, and you know what's in mine. That is called that's the ask-and-tell model of interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Most people, however, love to talk and love to do the telling. And, in fact, there's research that's been done now that's fascinating. When we ask people after they've interacted with somebody whether that was a good or bad conversation, people that do all the telling think it was phenomenal all the time.
Imagine that.
Imagine that, folks. So the ask and tell is important because at least I exchange what's in my head and I ask you things because I want to know for clarity if what you believe and what I believe are the same thing. However, it's really a lot more about confirming what I know, not about learning things that I don't know. Level two is the one that most people get caught up in the company. And this is where a company gets very political, and that is called positional. Level two
mm-hmm.
is positional, and this is where people are defending what they know by advocating and inquiring. We advocate our point of view, we inquire, but we want to steer people to our point of view. So you're in a meeting, and there are different people arguing about different ideas.
This is the manipulative part, isn't it?
It can get. I have to say, it's not always intended to. When you start out, you just want to make sure somebody goes in the direction you go because, you know, we talk about getting on the bus.
Right.
You heard this expression, right? So there's something about getting people aligned and moving forward. But it gets out of hand when we're getting a reaction back and we're not winning or people aren't getting it. So we up the ante a little bit, right?
Right?
And that's when it gets political.
Right.
And people hide and they go into conflict avoidance because if it's your boss who's making the push and you're disagreeing, you start to say, do I have my job on the line? So level two can get out of hand.
And so, folks, for most of our lives, these are the two levels that we live our lives in. We live mm-hmm. our life in the transactional, where we're doing, mm-hmm. you know, where we're sharing ideas back and forth, but mostly I'm talking. And then we have level two, which is where we're trying to convince each other of something.
Mm-hmm.
There's another level that most of us didn't even know existed, and this is what's so powerful about what Judy has found. Conversation
mm-hmm.
intelligence. When we come back, Judy's going to tell us what the third level is all about. Do not go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.